Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Teresa of Avila. Along with St. John of the Cross, she is one of the most important teachers about the spiritual life. She was born in Spain in 1515 and died in 1582. Teresa and I were blessed to be in Avila on this day in 2015 for her 500th birthday party. Teresa of Avila, we mean. Now, when Teresa of Avila was 7, she talked her cousin into running away from home to be martyred by Muslims. Thankfully for us, her uncle caught them at the edge of town and brought them back. Her mother died when she was 14, so she took Our Lady as her mom. And at 20, she entered the Carmelite Monastery of the Incarnation there in Avila. But at 22, she experienced an illness that left her paralyzed for 3.5 years. She turned to Saint Joseph finally, who obtained for her a miraculous healing. She writes, "I took for my advocate and Lord the glorious Saint Joseph and earnestly recommended myself to him. I saw clearly that as in this need, so in other greater ones concerning honor and loss of soul, this Father and Lord of mine came to my rescue in better ways than I knew how to ask for. I don't recall up to this day ever having petitioned him for anything that he failed to grant. It is an amazing thing that great many favors God has granted me through the intercession of Joseph, the dangers I was freed from, both of body and soul. For with other saints, it seems the Lord has given them grace to be of help in one need. Whereas, with this glorious Saint Joseph, I have experienced that he helps us in all our needs, and that the Lord wants us to understand that just as he was subject to Saint Joseph on earth, that we should be subject to him. For since bearing the title of Father, being the Lord's teacher, Joseph could command Jesus, and so in heaven, God does whatever Joseph asks. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now this might surprise you, but the biggest problem Teresa and all the other nuns faced in the convent was that they were so busy, there was no time for deeper prayer. And there was no one to teach her. So Jesus appeared to her, and he taught her how to have a deep friendship with him in mental prayer, otherwise known as meditation. Teresa later wrote that mental prayer or meditation is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with him who we know loves us. So mental prayer is really just a conversation with God, in which we speak to him from the heart, and then we listen to him. So first, we just tell him what's going on in our life, what we're thinking about, what we're feeling. We're just brutally honest. But then we want to listen to God. And we do that by reading or listening to something from the Word of God found in Scripture and tradition, which is the writing of the saints, and the magisterium, the teaching of the church. But then we need to think about it so that we can understand it. But we also need to apply that truth to our life. Am I living this or not? If I'm not, then what's preventing me? But we have to go one step further. For Jesus said, we not only need to hear the word of God, but we also must put it into practice. So every meditation needs to end with a resolution. Something practical and concrete from our meditation that we put into practice that day. That's why mental prayer or meditation consists of three R's: to read, to reflect, and a resolution. And the rosary is also meant to be a meditation, not a rote saying of words while the mind wanders. Therefore, we need to apply the three R's of mental prayer to the rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Are we engaging our mind when we pray? The basic problem we face is that we are controlled by feelings, by disordered desires and emotions like anger, fear, anxiety, lust, vanity, envy, pride, sloth, greed, gluttony, on and on and on. But feelings should not determine behavior. Thinking should determine behavior. See, we have these three powers of the soul: the intellect, the emotions, and the will. And it is the intellect that is supposed to determine behavior, not emotions. But we allow the feelings to rule. Feelings can be good servants, but they are very bad masters. So how do we get the intellect to take charge? It all begins with mental prayer. In mental prayer, we do something we rarely do. We think. We think about what God is saying. We think about what is right and wrong, good and bad. We think about our lives. And then we make a resolution, a decision to put it into practice. So by reading, reflecting, or thinking about the Word of God and resolving to do what we've thought about, we put the intellect back in charge and we put the emotions in their proper place, and then your soul begins to work like it was supposed to. But if we never think in prayer, if we don't get the intellect working, then our disordered emotions, our vices, will always rule us. This is why the great Teresa said that mental prayer was the infallible means to transformation. And without it, well, without it, Jesus can't transform us because we are not cooperating with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Teresa tells us there are two essential traits we need if we want to reach union with God. The first, and the most important, is a total surrender to God. The rich young man in the Gospels captured her imagination. Here was someone who really had their life together. They kept all the commandments, it's more than I can say, and they wanted to inherit eternal life. But there was a major problem. He was prevented from transforming union with God because he had a disordered attachment to his wealth. And it prevented him from receiving the real treasure, Christ. And so he went away sad. To reach the goal of life, transforming union with Jesus, therefore, an unavoidable condition is required: total surrender to God. We must say to God, "Let your will be done in me in every way." But I think we're afraid to say to God, "I'm all yours. Do with me and whatever is dear to me, whatever you want." And I think we hedge our bets and hold back because we think our happiness, our safety, our security lies in achievements, wealth, health, and relationships, and that happiness is found through pleasure and entertainment. And because we are afraid that God might require those of us, we won't give ourselves to him totally. And we prevent God from giving himself to us. For our Lord said, "The measure you give will be the measure you get back." So, what do you want more than you want God? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second condition Teresa lays down for growth is courage. She writes, "Have great confidence, for it is necessary not to hold back one's desires, but to believe in God that if we try, we shall little by little, even though it may not be soon, reach the state the saints did with his help. For if they had never determined to desire and seek this state little by little in practice, they would never have mounted so high. His Majesty wants this determination, and he is a friend of courageous souls if they walk in humility and without trusting in themselves. Courageous souls make more progress in a short time than cowardly souls will over a lifetime. Now, courage is the willingness to sacrifice lesser things for the sake of greater. And ultimately, the rich young man was a coward because he sacrificed the greatest thing, Jesus, for something much lesser, his wealth and comfort." Teresa said, "I marvel at how important it is to be courageous in striving for great things along this path." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, this is one of your name days.
One of my many.
What are your thoughts about this great Teresa?
I was really hoping she'd have some insight on how we're supposed to pray when we really, really, really want to be asleep. Because I find I'm always fighting an uphill battle against praying at the right times, of course. But then sometimes you gotta pray tired.
Sometimes.
If I pray in the mornings, I'm gonna be tired. If I pray at night, I'm gonna be tired. I say this all because right now I am very tired.
Let's not speak of you in particular. Let's use this as to talk about a general principle. That one of the most helpful things for a good prayer life is to first have a good rule of life, a good recipe of life. And I think the most important ingredient for a good prayer life is sleep.
I agree.
And usually, in order to get more rest, we've got to remove some things from our life. And everybody says it's impossible. Everything that they have in their life is absolutely essential. Nothing can be changed until they really look at their lives. And there's some stuff that could be changed. And usually the stuff that needs to be changed that we don't want to change points to some disordered attachment. So maybe we have to be like the rich young man. No, we have to do what the rich young man refused to do, to identify the thing that's preventing us from a deeper relationship with Jesus and cut it out. Mark Twain had a great line in his book on Joan of Arc. He said, you know, when you need to get rid of something, it's better just to throw it out the window from on the upstairs rather than try to take it step by step down the stairs.
I heard that same line today.
It's an awesome line. Mark Twain was so good.
Not to interrupt, I think, where you're going with all of this. It's very good and it's very important. But I would like to clear up that I had nothing last night and I had nothing this morning. And I'm actually just, I have not been sleeping well, and I think this is something you've struggled with, where sometimes just random health and that sort of thing gets in the way as far as how you're feeling in prayer.
Yeah.
Where I last couple nights, I've just not fallen fully asleep. And I just find it so hard then to really focus when you say putting your mind to something and really getting your mind involved. And sometimes my mind is made of mud.
This is such a good point. So I think I've experienced two things in this regard. One, that when things are out of our control and we don't sleep well, we need to be really patient with ourselves. And if you just aren't sleeping well and you can't control it and you go to your prayer time and you just can't focus, there's nothing there, just go back to bed. Seriously, just go back to bed. And why do I say that? Because if the Lord has allowed it, then why fight his will? And when you were a little child, when your siblings were little, the times that I loved you most was when you were sleeping.
I think we were on our best behavior when we were sleeping.
Yeah. So it's part of accepting the will of God when there was nothing you could do and you just couldn't sleep and you're crushed. In humility, just accept it and just go back to bed. Or close your eyes on the couch, or just where you're in prayer, just go to sleep.
I have been trying a lot more of that, of just letting the world be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's one other aspect. There are also, we can get in this panic that if we don't sleep, everything's going to fall apart. And we also at those times need to recognize that your body will ultimately sleep when you need to. And if you don't have the freedom and the leisure when you're crushed just to rest and you got to push through, just keep rowing. I was thinking about this particular thing when Jesus told the apostles, get in the boat at night and go to the other side. It was night. And they start going and the storm breaks out and they panic because they think they're in danger. And they freak out. But what should they have done? They should have just kept rowing. So if you are in that situation where you know you need sleep, you can't get sleep, you're starting to panic, don't panic. Jesus is in the boat. He knows. Just do your best to rest and know that he'll carry you.
That's good advice.
So really we kind of got three options here. If you're not sleeping because your life's out of control, get your life into order with the rule of life. If there's nothing you could do about it and you have the leisure, go back to bed.
Yeah, I think there's also something to say for it. I think you might have an okay rule of life, but it doesn't have much padding, so that the moment you don't feel a little well, that rule of life doesn't work.
Well, your rule of life needs to build in some padding. And then thirdly, if you got to push through, just keep rowing because God will get you through. He's in the boat. Don't panic. Just keep rowing. So, I'm sorry you're tired. Really good point, though.
Well, you gave some lovely advice for it.
What's that line from Nothing More? I can give advice, but I can't always
I can follow. Give the best advice, but I can't follow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great line.
Yep.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.